Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
For me, it was okay because I was pretty good at it. For my dad, it was horrible. My dad sucked at speaking the local language. But when we would sit down to eat, we did not speak in the local language. We spoke in English. This guy that everybody's seen on the video who's gone on this rant in this New York diner has no idea that if these people ordered their meal in English or not. He doesn't know. All he knows is that as they sit at their table, they are speaking in Spanish.
Correct.
He doesn't know if they went up and said, I would like a hamburger, please, and French fries. And then went to their table.
That was horrible.
But well, go ahead. Dana, I'm sorry that I cannot do an accurate depiction of somebody speaking English with a Hispanic accent.
Know what to say
now,
about
I
that.
Can do Asian.
No, that's just really offensive usually.
Yeah, don't do that. Oh. But you, Scott, you have a good point.
You started anytime, every time.
Anytime you go to Mexico, you actually say to them, do you speak English?
You know why? Because no. I don't speak it a Spanish.
Right. Why would you think that? You're in Mexico. And in fact, I always, when I go to Mexico now, I go, I do not speak Spanish, but I want you to know you are welcome in my country. I say that to everybody.
But my point, a lot of people are saying you were on vacation, you weren't living in Mexico, so of course you would not
be expected. How do you know?
But my point is I have lived in a foreign country, and we did speak English.
The point is when you come across someone speaking Spanish, you don't know if they're here visiting. It could be Sandra's grandma here visiting. She comes every year for 3 weeks.
But here's what I want to know, and this is the real question of the hour. When you go to Mexico, why do you speak to the Mexicans as if they're deaf?
I don't. I just say,
do you speak English?
That's not what I say. I said
you are welcome in our country.
Who did you do that to recently?
The
Russians.
Yeah.
Oh, Russians. Yeah. Oh,
the
yeah.
Russians did not speak English, but they had a translator.
Well, but the funny thing was the translator spoke perfect English, and we're over at the Houlihan's in Fairway, and Dana looks at me and she goes, I actually have a question for them. And I said, well, ask the translator. And she, how do you?
Translator's like, I can hear you. I can hear you,
and I speak English.
It was the funniest thing I ever saw. Translator.
They were so nice. I loved having them here.
I mean, what could have been a 3-minute conversation took about 30 minutes.
Right.
Because Dana's over here in slow motion mode. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And one of the Russians is like, I speak English. I understand.
You know.
No, they did not.
Yeah, he did.
He's like, oh, that woman's crazy.
You host a show with that?
That's the number one thing they wanted to know. Why her and where did she come from? Did they really just say that? I think the translator got that wrong.
Oh, that's funny.
You picked that?
Do you guys see the story out of Wisconsin where the police department is actually applauding the seniors at the high school for their prank?
Oh, what was the prank?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Okay.
So they take a car and crash it into a wall at the school.
Took a car, crash it. Okay.
So normally you'd think that's
bad.
That's a bad one, right? Well, the whole thing was an art project. Like they took a black tarp and hung it on the wall. Cut out individual like bricks where it looks like the wall
no.
fell out. The car is like in half practically and all smashed up. It is genius.
So wait, is there a car?
There really
is
a part
of the art. Okay.
But it's completely staged.
The art is what makes it look like it has crashed. Okay, that's cool. Have you ever seen that sidewalk art? If you Google crazy blow your mind sidewalk art, there are things that make it look like, and it's art on the sidewalk, but it looks like it's a hole and you're going to fall down it.
Yeah, I have to tell you a funny story about that.
Okay.
So my dad was repainting his patio.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that would be really cool to do.
Yeah.
So on his patio, there is what looks like a gaping hole.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
That he painted there.
That's great. Do people walk around it?
I don't know. He thinks it's awesome. I just think it's kind of weird.
You know, I will tell you, this senior prank stuff, I wish every year it didn't happen. You know, we had the chickens that were let loose a couple years ago at Staley, which I thought was very funny. This year, some of the kids decided, because they have not a single shred of creativity left in their bodies, they decided, let's go to the high school and toilet paper the high school.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, said nobody ever. And they did it at night, and it didn't work. They made it 4 minutes before authorities arrived.
Of course.
Then you have kids running, you know, through the neighborhoods, which doesn't look great.
We just broke the law.
Oh, God. I was like, really? Let's just be done with the senior prank, please. Unless it's something like that where it's, you know.
All right.
This El Centro thing Saturday night.
The what? Somebody speaks Spanish here. Vicky in Kansas City. Hello, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hello.
Hi.
I just want to disagree with what you guys are saying.
Okay.
All right. I've lived in probably about 8 or 9 cities in the United States. What I'm tired of is best friends for English.
Wait. Vicky, take your mouth a little bit away from the phone a little bit, because it's you're very distorted.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
Is that better?
That's better.
Much better.
Better. All right. I'll just take you off speaker. How's that?
That's even better.
That is preferred, Vicky. Thank you.
You're welcome. I probably lived in 9 cities across the United States.
All right.
And I am so tired of press 1 for English, press 2 for Spanish. Listening to, they say on the news, this lady is protesting because her children are going to be taken from her because of immigration, whatever, and they have to have an interpreter. They say, this woman's been in the United States for 17 years. How dare you? Oh, we have an interpreter for her because she can't speak English.
An interpreter.
An interpreter because she can't speak English. And that's what I'm tired of. I'm tired of every sign in the United States in English and in Spanish. I'm tired of people saying that they'll do the jobs that we won't do.
But they do.
No, let me tell you something, because I'm a businesswoman. And I went down under the bridge where they go pick them up every day where they work because they're illegal. And the contractors and they're in every city. There's a place in every city, everybody knows, where you can go pick up work. Mm-hmm. I went and asked them to work one day for $10 an hour, and not one of them would do it.
Those damn white people.
They even said to me, and with an interpreter, because mind you, only one spoke broken English. And I was explained to that they'd rather wait because somebody else would come along that would pay them more. So I really have a hard time. I understand what you're saying, Scott. When I go to a foreign country, no, I don't know, but I'm visiting. I don't live there. And when you and your parents were overseas, you were in the, he was in the army.
Mm-hmm.
Station for how long?
3 years.
It's not like you knew you were going to live there for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but
you were not going to become a German citizen.
But my dad never even bothered to try to learn the language.
That's okay.
But Vicky, here's my question. We had a guy We had a guy call in several months ago, and he owns a tile laying business. He's a tile layer. Okay.
Right.
And he says he cannot find anyone to take that job. And if they do, they show up, they work a couple days, and they leave. And he said, so I understand why there is some attractiveness to hiring someone who might be here illegally. He said, I have tried. Oh, yeah. I've offered $15 an hour. And do you remember this call, Scott? He said, I cannot.
Yes. I wanted to go under the bridge. $15 an hour, they'll work for him. They'll show up for 2 days and not show up again. They've done that for me many times.
But Vicky,
be back tomorrow. Tomorrow? Yes. Okay.
Vicky,
tomorrow. They never show up.
Okay, Vicky. I got to move on. We got to get to the break. Let me ask you one quick question. Are you opposed to illegal immigration in the United States?
Illegal? Yes.
I understand.
No.
Okay. You are opposed to illegal immigration in the United States, correct?
Yes, illegal.
Then why do you try to hire them?
Well, normally I'm in a pinch, and I have to have someone in a real hurry. And they're there. Hey, wait. They are there, so why not use them?
Okay.
But then
are you not enabling illegal immigration in the United States? You're giving them a reason to come here because you're employing them.
No, they're in a sanctuary city. That's what we
Kansas
are.
Kansas City is not a sanctuary city.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not, Vicky.
It is.
Vicky, you cannot have your cake and eat it too. You're opposed to people being in this country illegally, but yet you hire them.
I'm a businesswoman.
Okay. 576-7798.
And that is what we call hypocrisy.
Let's get one more in here and we'll move on. Get on to something else. By the way, we got some Rockfest tickets to give away this afternoon and two gift cards to Byron on the Plaza, fine men's clothing, $149 per gift card. We'll do that this afternoon. John in Olathe. John, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, man. Thanks.
Wife and I enjoy your show. I listen in the first half, she listens to the second half when I drive home.
Thank you.
Now, I got some thoughts on the discussion here. My wife is Asian. My brother's wife is south of the border Hispanic. My wife speaks fluent English. His wife, I can't understand what she says. Her English is bad. She's got a bad accent.
Okay.
I go to a punch with my wife. Everybody speaks English until you get about four together, and then it returns to the Tagalog. She's from the Philippines. And then I get pushed to the side. But this guy in New York, I wouldn't call him racist. I call him an idiot. His whole problem is somebody's talking, and he can't hear the conversation and understand what they're saying. And what does everybody think? People from Mexico are illegals? Well, it's not like an Asians are here legally. Not too many Asians can jump on a rowboat and row across the Pacific. It's easier to get across the border from Mexico. You meet more. It's more in the news that Jose from undocumented person from Mexico had a shooting. You don't hear that much of it from about some Asian killing anybody, except it's not as much.
Okay. All right, man. You're in. I only stop because we got to get to the news. We're late. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
We officially have a new CIA director. More next.
576-7798. Let's do this real quick. We've got a couple of gift cards to give away to Byron Men's Clothing on the Plaza. We'll take caller number, let's do three. At this number, listen closely. It's not the main number. 913-563-4044. 913-563-4044. Caller number three gets a $149 gift card to Byron Men's Clothing on the Plaza, 913-563-4044. Story here from the Kansas City Star out of Jefferson City. Missouri could soon shed the label as the easiest place in the country for a 15-year-old to get married.
Oh, God.
The Missouri House voted yesterday to attach an amendment to a Senate bill to establish a minimum age for marriage. The amendment, which was proposed by Representative Gene Evans, would make 16 the minimum age for marriage in the state of Missouri and would prohibit marriage between a minor and anyone 21 or older. The amendment, which means if you're 20, you could marry a 16-year-old, theoretically. The amendment also would require minors to receive written consent from a parent or a guardian before being married. Quoting here from Representative Evans of Child Marriage, it is not a love story. More often than not, they are situations of abuse. I think it is time where we need to respect and protect young people. During debates, Evans cited a Kansas City Star series published in March that found that some child brides even went on to marry their rapists. Oh. The amendment was added to a bill. Well, who cares about that?
But don't you remember there were people fighting this, saying it takes away my, I don't know if it's religious freedom, I don't know what religion that would be, but it takes away my parental rights if I want to marry off my child, like they did in the 1800s for a cow and $20 cash. Like, we don't do that anymore. There's no dowry anymore. Why, as a parent, would you want to...
Why, as a human being, would you want to be married at 16?
Oh, absolutely. Because to me, if you're getting married that young, there's something hinky going on. And by hinky, I mean illegal.
Or you're pregnant.
Which could be illegal.
Could be, but maybe not be. Minimum age for marriage in America. There we go.
I bet you we weren't the worst, but we were close.
Most states allow people to be married at the age of 16.
That's ridiculous.
Statutory age when all exceptions are taken into account, okay, which means parental consent or this or that. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Alaska, 14.
That is ridiculous.
Arkansas, California, Colorado, no minimum age at all. Hawaii, 15. By the way, I'm exempt.
You cannot... Most
states, by the way, are 16.
Listen,
as I'm looking through,
you
here.
Cannot. How do you legally consummate a marriage with a 14-year-old girl? Please lay that on me.
Kansas is 15. Now, keep in mind that's with parental consent.
But Scott, how can you legally consummate a marriage with a 14-year-old girl, unless the groom is 15?
Well, you get naked.
No, I mean legally. I can't even believe we're having this discussion. I honestly cannot even believe. We are having this discussion.
What's crazy is some of the more liberal states in America
have no
minimum age. California, Massachusetts, no minimum age. Missouri, until yesterday, no minimum age. Nevada, no minimum age. New Hampshire, this is interesting. The minimum age is 13 for a heterosexual female.
Oh, God.
14 for a heterosexual male.
What if you're gay?
Well, then, I don't know.
Someone just wrote in, my mom got married to my dad at 16. If you're talking about the World War II generation, back when the life expectancy was 67, that is not today.
The oldest is 18 in the following states. Delaware. I have to keep going down. Delaware. Delaware. Is the only state that requires you to be 18 years old when you get married.
Well, good for Delaware.
Everyone else is either no minimum age, 14, 13, and most are 15 or 16. Excuse me.
Oh, good Lord.
Missouri yesterday moved it up to 16. 16.
Please tell me the vote was 100% in favor.
The vote, I'm glad you brought that up.
I want to know which weirdos said no. Lay it on me.
126 to 10.
All right, who are the 10?
I don't know.
Weirdos.
It now goes back to the Senate, so it's not finalized. And then it goes to the governor, if he's still the governor or not, for his signature. What should be the minimum age for marriage in America?
You know me. I'm going to say 27.
What should be the minimum age for marriage? You say 21, Kets? Okay.
I don't think it's a good idea, but I would say 18. Okay. I still don't think it's a good idea at 18, but I would say 18.
There's only one state in the union that has 18 as its minimum age, and that's Delaware. New York is 17. Nebraska is 17. Kentucky is 17. Florida, 17.
I want to know which representatives...
I'm still trying to get over the 13 here in New Hampshire. 13 for heterosexual females. Now, you gays are going to have to wait. The homos can't get married at 13, but the straight kids can. Give me a break.
According to a Kansas City Star report, Missouri was the easiest in the United States to get married as a child.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah, great point, Texter. Thank you. 3249. If you need parental consent, you're too young.
Amen. The Florida law changed after an 11-year-old, follow me here. The Florida law changed after an 11-year-old was forced to marry her rapist, and she got the law changed. The woman was 11 when she was forced to marry the guy. She worked 6 years to ban child marriages in Florida. And March 10th of 2018, they finally passed a bill prohibiting marriage for anyone under 17. Her name is Sherry Johnson. Listen to this. The bill passed on a 109-1 vote. Like, who's that guy?
Who's the
Who
Amish?
Who is that D-bag?
Who's the Amish? Anyone?
The Amish don't marry at 13 or 11?
I think they get married.
No, they do not. No, they do not.
If you can't drink at your reception, you should not get married.
This is so disgusting. In one case, a 14-year-old married a 15-year-old. And in another, in Florida, a man over the age of 90 was able to marry a girl who was 16.
576-7798. The state of Missouri is on the verge. It has to still go back to the Senate for their approval. And then it still has to go to the governor. But they're looking to move the age to 16 to get married in the state of Missouri. What took so long? Because at the moment, there is no minimum age, as there is in many states. 576-7798. Come on. For those of you who missed it, every once in a while we get a caller and you're just like, whoa, what just happened there?
What?
You may remember Vicky, if you were listening in the previous half hour, Vicky called in, who was adamantly opposed to illegal immigration.
Get him out.
Chuck him over the fence. But still hires them. Vicky's call will be podcasted here in just a moment.
Only when she's in a pinch.
She's a businesswoman. But I hate illegals. I hate those brown-skinned people, except when they're making me money. If you want to hear Vicky's call, it'll be podcast individually.
It's something else.
We rarely do that, by the way. Where normally we'll just podcast the entire hour, and you can listen to it at your leisure.
Oh, Vicky.
Vicky's call was so interesting that...
That's not the adjective I would use, but...
Vicky's call was so interesting that we decided to isolate it, and we will put the call itself, just that call, up on podcast here in just a moment. Tell people how they can get that.
Well, go to the KMBZ Facebook page first. That's the easiest way. We'll just post it there, and then I'll put it on Twitter and everywhere else.
Okay. Dale in Kansas City. Dale, hello.
Hello. How are you today?
Doing quite well, man. Thank you for asking.
Love your show. Just a comment or a question, and I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Okay.
If two people are married in a state where the legal age is 13 or 14 and they move to Delaware, would that marriage be honored?
No.
That's a great question.
I don't believe so.
I don't know if the marriage originates. And no. Now look at gay marriage, Scott.
That's exactly what I was going to use as my example.
If you are married legally in the state of Colorado as a gay couple... And you leave Colorado and you come get a job in...
Well, keep in mind, gay marriage now is a bad example because it's been legalized by the U.S. Supreme Court.
It has,
but... you're talking about prior to that Supreme Court decision.
If they had come to another state, Dale, and it's a great question, and expected domestic benefits...
They would not be honored.
At that time, it would not have been honored.
For example, Dale, let me use this example. If before the U.S. Supreme Court, and I'm no lawyer, but I think I play a good one on the radio. If you, prior to the U.S. Supreme Court decision a couple of years ago, if you were married in California, like my cousin was to her wife, and my cousin Pam, who is gay and was married when it became legal in California, if they had moved to the state of Kansas, they would not enjoy the same benefits of a married couple in this state because gay marriage was not recognized.
Good point.
It's a great question so about the teenage marriage.
If you're married legally in Nebraska, say at the age of 15, you move to Delaware when you're 16 as a married couple, the state of Delaware will not recognize you as a married couple.
Okay, well, thank you for your comment.
Okay, well, I think I got that right. The way I understand states' rights and states' laws, because the United States government has not created a minimum age for marriage in the United States. Therefore, it is left to the states to decide, and the states have decided. And some have said you have to be 18. Some have said we don't care how old you are. You want to be 12 and bang your husband? That's fine. Which, by the way, is gross and crazy. And I'm with the previous caller. If you have to ask your parents' permission, you're too young. There is no way in hell.
Oh.
If Sarah came to me, and she's 17 now, but if she had come to me when she was 15 years old and said, Dad, I met this guy. His name's Tom.
Yeah, and in 3 months, you will not be in love with Tom. You'll be in love with Steve.
And I just love Tom, mm-hmm. and I want permission to marry Tom, and we're going to start a family, and we're going to be great. You would have to put a gun to my head to get me to sign that. And even then, I don't know. Steve in Polo, Missouri. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I just wanted to weigh in. I think that you might be right in some cases, but in some cases you're totally wrong. My wife was 15 when we got married, and we've been married for 40 years.
Steve, how old were you?
I was 18.
Okay.
And to answer your next question, my child was born 10 months, 2 weeks, and 2 days after we got married. So,
okay.
No. It's more about the maturity of the people. I mean, there's a whole lot of people that probably shouldn't be married at 30 years old.
Why did you decide to get married? And for that matter, why did she decide to get married at such a young age?
Well, we'd been going together for a while. She was not happy in her where she was, what she wanted to do. She always wanted to grow up and be a mother and be married. And we fell in love, and that's what we did. And, we've got four wonderful kids. The youngest one, which is a youth pastor, and a bunch of grandkids. Well, so we wouldn't trade it for anything.
Sounds like it worked out really good. Did religion play a role in any of this?
No, it really didn't.
Huh. Okay.
Do you think 15 now is too young?
Well, I think 15's too young then for a lot of people.
Yeah,
but again,
yeah.
It's a maturity thing. I mean, you know.
But if your daughter came to you, Steve, at age 15 and said, I want to get married, I
Well, you know, the thing about it is, at age 15, I wouldn't let her date. So, you know, if you don't want your child to be married at age 15, then don't let him date.
But you see the hypocrisy in all that, right?
Well, I do. But yet, you can't let kids start dating and wandering around with the streets at age 13 and not expect them to decide that they want to take off and leave the nest at an earlier age.
But it worked for you. Why not let your child die? And I'm only playing the devil's advocate with you. I think it's fine. Whatever you decide is right for you is none of my business. I'm just saying what's right for me and my family. But if you think 15 was too young for your child to date, you married 15, your wife at 15.
That's right. But I believe that 15 is too young for most people.
Okay.
And I can go one step further. My wife's grandmother was married at 15 and lived a wonderful life until her husband died suddenly after about 30-some years of marriage.
So. All right, man. Okay. All right, you're in, bro. Keyword to cash is arrow, A-R-R-O-W, A-R-R-O-W. Text that into 72881. Newsroom, Kara Markser.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.